Stop 6, the Wattle Gully Mine. Hello, and to those who are beginning the diggings tour with Section 2, welcome. I'm Jan Wasitski, your storytelling guide, and you should now be at the Wattle Gully Mine site. And for those on the full tour, here's your directions to Wattle Gully from the Monster Meeting site. Return the way you've come to the Garfield Waterwheel turn-off. This time, turn left into Friars Road, the road to Friars Town. Proceed under the brick railway line and travel another 800 metres. Look out for the sign to Wattle Gully Mine and turn right and follow the sealed road 350 metres to the car park. Pause this till you arrive. You should now be in the car park of the Wattle Gully Mine, which is still in operation, currently exploring for more gold deposits. There's a 200-metre walking track that leads to a lookout and information area, so pause this till you get there. You should now be at the information area for the Wattle Gully Mine. This mine has evolved from the gold rush, when small cooperatives extracted gold from a buried quartz reef. They worked with hammers and chisels, but later in the 1930s, a party of local miners drilled down 500 feet, and their diamond drill indicated an incredible 5 ounces of gold to the ton. A shaft was sunk straight down, but mysteriously, there was no gold. So they retracked the drill hole and discovered that the diamond drill had veered from a straight path. The gold was actually a few metres to the west of the shaft, and there they found 350,000 ounces of gold, the biggest and the richest deposit in the district's history. Had the original drill gone straight, gold worth around $350 million would probably lie here today undiscovered. But in reaping that fortune, many men were injured, and 6 miners lost their lives. Their names are on a plaque near the viewing platform, dedicated by their workmates. One miner who worked here at Wattle Gully was Vern Hooper.
My shift was day shift. Once, during the night, the Wattle Gully mine whistle began to blow continually. This was a signal to all people living in the area that there was a serious accident at the mine. So all of us men working at the mine were aware of this signal, but to me it was the first time and a very frightening experience. I rushed to the mine, just like so many other people, and I found out that 2 men had been buried under a rockfall at the place I was working on number 5 level. When they were got out, one had been killed instantly. The other died later through injuries. That was my first experience of a disaster while working as a miner. And over the many years of work at Wattle Gully, the mine claimed 6 lives altogether at different times. Countless men had broken legs, arms, eyes knocked out, and very serious cuts and abrasions. Many men who have worked in this mine carry scars on their bodies today, myself included. I've had many broken bones and serious cuts, and I've lost count of the number of times being carried out on a stretcher, gassed. My best was twice in 3 days. This was when we were putting a rise through to the surface from the 200 feet level. Rise work was very dangerous. It means you put a shaft straight upwards, and it was poorly ventilated, and the dynamite fumes were gassing us. I remember Barney Gillen, the pay clerk, bringing down a bottle of brandy to the shaft head and giving it to my mate Fred Smart and myself. This was, of course, to help us recover. 2 days later, we were gassed again, and he brought down another bottle of brandy. And this time, he said to us, "If you get gassed again, You can buy your own bloody brandy. In most cases, when a serious accident occurred, it happened in a place where you thought you were reasonably safe. At these times, you were more relaxed and not expecting anything unusual to happen. It had always been my philosophy that you should always be careful and not just take things for granted, to be on the alert at all times. It was always too late after it had happened. Strangely enough, most men went back for more, trying to remember what mistakes they had made and trying not to make them again. Vern Hooper.
This rhythm track is from a winding machine recorded at the Central Deborah Mine in Bendigo. The winding machine here at Wattle Gully is inside the large corrugated iron shed, over towards the right. It worked 24 hours a day, transporting miners and ore and baling water at night. Today the Wattle Gully mine is drilling for more reefs of hidden gold, somewhere down there, maybe. Next is the remarkable story of Elizabeth Escott at stop 7. Directions are at the beginning of track 7 and on your map.